We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
With us here on set, we have from Foreside, Maine. Is that near where the Greg Hill, Maine compound is in Foreside, Maine? I don't know. But Roger Miller is here with us. And Beth Bookbinder, medical oncology, melanoma from Dana-Farber. And Roger, your wife, is here as well. It looks like, good morning to y'all. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Roger, kind of just take us back to the beginning. How did your story and battle with melanoma begin?
It began with a small cyst on the back of my head that they thought was a cyst, and I finally had it taken out when it was bothering me in my bike helmet and my ski helmet. And as the docs got me kind of half out on the table, cutting it out in Maine, going, oh, this doesn't look good.
And you heard this.
Oh, I heard it.
Yeah, you're like, whoa, what's going on back there?
It was okay, but that was on a Friday, and that Monday I got the 30-second call of, hey, we biopsied it, and it's cancer.
And then automatically, was it, I got to turn to Dana-Farber, I got to go get the best care possible?
Essentially, yes, without question. We're fortunate to live 2 hours from, you know, the medical capital of our area, if not the world, to me. And the opportunity to come down, and how quickly and professionally Dana-Farber opened their doors, made the process seamless, and Dr. Bookbinder opening her schedule to see us really within 5 days. And then,
wow,
boom, you know, open my head back up, take a look again. You know, brain, chest, pelvis, kind of scary.
So you had a series. So this actually spread, right? It actually spread to, your pelvis, your lungs, and your brain. What I see, what I think is amazing, doctor, is if none of these, if this is 2 years ago, the care and the immunotherapy that was administered wouldn't even be available to him? And what would that prognosis be? If that doesn't work.
No, so melanoma care has changed so much over the last several years. And actually, going back 10 years ago, there was absolutely none of this. In fact, we would be hesitant to even do scans on patients because we were like, well, if we find something, what are we going to do about it? Whereas now with all these immunotherapies, not only are patients doing well, but we've got patients like Roger who are doing amazing, and we think the cancer is gone, and we're always scared to say it, but so it's incredible what's happened over the last many years. And yeah, the combo he got, really, we just started using a couple years ago.
Dr. Bookbinder, are you finding that people are taking sort of melanoma a little more seriously? I know that there were push for other cancers, you know, breast cancer, colorectal cancer, but you know, as it says here, melanoma accounts for only about 1% of skin cancers, but it causes a large part of the deaths connected to it.
Yeah, and one of the big problems with melanoma is it really doesn't care who you are. Young, old, it hits every age. And so you get a lot of very young people, teenagers even, dying from melanoma. So it's one of those cancers that, although it seems, you know, oh, just a spot on the skin, so innocuous, can be really, really dangerous and really deadly, and is rising in incidence, which is there's more and more people getting it. So it's really important to be on the lookout and on, you know, keeping an eye out for it.
So when I hear melanoma, just, you know, the novice, you know, ignorant brain of mine, is when I think of melanoma, I just think sunscreen and too much sun and sit in the shade. But is that necessarily the case, or is it a different – how does it work?
Yeah, so it definitely helps. So sun is definitely a factor with melanoma, and UV exposure, tanning booths, all of those things can definitely contribute to the development of melanoma. But in some ways, it's probably sunburns we got when we were little kids before when sunscreen really wasn't even used, or sun exposure. You never know. And there's so many factors that go into why a melanoma happens. And so it's not just sun alone. There's a lot of other things that play into it. But it is important, and it's actually a big part of kind of the education that we do, is making sure people know to seek out the shade, use sunscreen, avoid those 10 to 2 when the sun is the brightest, and really be careful.
Roger, I know for you it started with the lump, like you said, and you could feel it a little bit, and then it started to spread. So how aggressive did your cancer get once the diagnosis was made?
Interestingly, it had spread when they made the diagnosis. When they did the PET scans and the MRI, it was there. And the amazing part was immediately upon starting the treatment, it started. It unmasked the cancer and it attacked it. And it went away incredibly quickly. I just happened to have the perfect body for that treatment.
Well, as we can tell,
you
I mean, you're an Adonis, for crying out loud. Look at you. So you were able to kind of describe your fight and how Dr. Bookbinder not only tied into it, but the folks at Dana-Farber in making sure that you had the very best care. We have a lot of mums and dads who sit here and be like, the communication's amazing and they're dealing with kids. But for adults, you're also the one, along with your wife or other family members, you're the one digesting that information. It's a little different when it's kids in the communicating, but what about for you in terms of just how the people at Dana-Farber kind of walked you through your journey?
I think one of the most amazing things about the people there is just top to bottom, Dr. B, her whole team, all their colleagues throughout the entire facility, the nurses on the infusion ward where I spent time every month when I was going down. Just, they're incredible. I don't know how they train them, but man,
there's Pat, a lot
socks,
of
they could use
there,
some training,
right?
Like that sometimes.
Yeah,
too.
Well, there you go. And doctor, was there anything unique about Roger's case?
Well, Roger, and it's funny. Sometimes I look at him like, my, he still likes me. He had a pretty rough go. So there was a lot of side effects that developed when he was going through the treatment, and things that can be very hard. So it's the one real downside of these new treatments is they cause some pretty bad overreactions of the immune system. So people can get really sick on it, and Roger did. And luckily, it was – we knew what was happening. We were able to kind of treat those bad side effects and get him better. But there was a while where he had a really, really rough go through the whole thing.
What made it so rough? What was it?
I think spending your 59th birthday in the Brigham is not a highlight.
Oh, that's true. It's not one you sign up for. You're not wishing to Santa for that one.
But still, just the way everybody, even – always in contact. Lisa did a great job. She kept a journal while I was going through it, and kept, when you're that sick, you need an advocate to really help you out and help keep the doctors straight also, because teams change from time to time, and it's nice to have somebody that's got the whole history to be there and help the full communications. They had infectious disease docs come through. I'm also a type 1 diabetic, so they were making sure that I could take care of that at the same time. It was really good.
And Fourier raises a ton of money for diabetes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. It is. And how challenging was that? Was that like a massive obstacle, keeping your numbers right and with all the complications that you were having because of the new therapy?
I really think that mostly because I was taking care of my own diabetes, because I'm on the pump and the infusion therapy with that also, that I never thought I was as sick as I was, because I had no problem taking care of myself that way. And it really was almost a positive, because I couldn't walk to the end of the driveway, but I could take care of my diabetes.
Wow. And Lisa, it sounds like you have a book on your hands after keeping a journal, huh?
We definitely do. But he was great. He was very, very, very sick. 19 days straight in the Brigham.
Wow.
While three different teams tried to figure out what was going wrong with him. And I wasn't letting him die on my watch.
So. Well, there you go. And doctor, completely healthy, good to go, remission. We all
good
set
to
here?
Go. Yeah, very good to go. So we have not seen melanoma for many years now, actually. And we're planning on continuing it that way. So he's done great.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Wow, very good stuff. What a way to start. And, again, it starts with you in terms of raising money at 877-738-1234. Roger Miller's wife, Lisa, and Dr. Beth Bookbinder. Guys, thank you for telling your story. It's an impact. It means a lot. Plus, it is pretty cool being at Fenway Park, right?
I love Fenway.
How many times had you been here before today? Were you a frequenter of Red Sox games, or?
I've been coming all my life.
There you go.
I went to one game earlier this year with a friend.
So you remember what it was like when there were no seats over the Monster, no advertising, all that kind of stuff, when it was raw looking here at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you, that old Fenway. I yearn for those days.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.